So were you in a much better position, would you say, than somebody who didn't have that high school training, who wanted to get into
the industry? Well, when we grad, part of the prerequisites for graduation, if you wanted to get your technical, I got a technical degree, okay? I had to take, other than the regular courses, advanced math, science, physics, and chemistry. And when part of the prerequisites to get your senior's papers and to graduate with a technical degree, you had to take a swimmer's course, where you had to pass your fundamental swimmers. You could take your Lifeboat certification, and you would get your seamen's papers issued by the Coast Guard as part of your graduation.
When you graduate.
When you graduate.
We had a classmate in the deck department. He sailed with United Fruit Lines before his junior and senior year.
Really?
During the summer. Because a lot of the students would go sail with them. When he graduated, he had his AB papers. He never became a grade. He went sat because he had his sea time.
Right.
He did his sea time on the United Fruit Line. He knew all the technical stuff from coming to school here, but he graduated high school as an AD rather than an ordinary senior.
So it's accelerated, everything was sped up,
right,
the whole process.
The vocational training, in essence, prepared you to go to work.
Right.
Okay. It's like typical today to have like a BOCES training, but at that time, the vocational training was specific to a trade. You could go to automotive school, like the automotive high school, you could go to the maritime school, the aviation. Those are schools that prepared students that weren't going for an academic advancement, they were going for a...
So how many of you, not you personally, but people you knew, went on to Kings Point or Fort Schuyler after graduating?
I'd say probably a third to a half of the kids went on to... Some of them went in the military. I went in the military. I was tired of school, that's why I wanted to go to Fort Schuyler, because I lived in Fort Schuyler. I used to play at Fort Schuyler. I'm retired Navy.
But we have an association of former students, alumni association, where we have, it runs the gamut. We have gentlemen that graduated class of 46 that are captains.
Wow.
Okay. We've had gentlemen that are New York City Fire chiefs. A lot of civil servants, but they got their formalized training a year prior, and a lot of them went, like Gus, he went in the Coast Guard, he went in the Navy, I was in the Navy, you know. A lot of them sailed in the merchant fleets before
Alvarez went to work Mass Maritime.
Yeah.
He went to Mass Maritime, came out as an officer. We had a couple other people.
That Alvarez,
Ron Aiva.
Ron Aiva.
And then we had
Ronald Keklak went to, the Kings Point.
Kings Point, yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. So we have students that actually got into it. And I said, I was destined to go to Fort Schuyler.
Yeah.
I just got a 17-year-old kid to fit up with school. So I just joined the Navy and get out of Dodge, I guess. Yeah. Just wanted to get away from the city.
The vocational training out here was, we did everything on the ship. All the maintenance, running of all the equipment.
See the log books down there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They ran the engine. The shaft didn't have the propeller, the shaft disconnected, so the propeller didn't turn.
Yeah, every piece of equipment was operational, so we were here.
But it's just disconnected, so you're doing everything with just stationary.
Right.
And that's the reason why you have this museum here today.
Right.
If it wasn't for the students maintaining it,
that's true.
It'd have been long gone. You wouldn't have the
ground today. I mean, the unfortunate thing is, when the city gave the ship back to the government, the school didn't exist anymore, so the ship stayed in New York for like 2 years. So everybody in the world came aboard that ship, and,
Homeless people.
Homeless people.
Oh, really?
I mean, they would, anything that wasn't welded, they would take. There was hardly any grass left. The only grass that was left on the ship was grass that was painted, and they didn't know it was grass. But people just came aboard. So by the time the Maritime Association towed the ship down to the James River, it was a pretty bad ship. So Project Liberty people grabbed it up. And another thing is, you see, being here from New York, I think it would be a real interesting piece to put in your article.